Hello, this week's parasha is Parashas Ekev. And in Parashas Ekev, we have the beautiful psukim of what we call the second paragraph of the Shema that we recite every morning, every evening in Tefillas, every morning in Shachris, evening in Arvis, and the Kriya Shema Alamita. V'haya im Shema tushmu al mitzvos asher anochi mitzavcha eschem hayom. It will be, if you will surely listen to the mitzvos that I command you today, to love Hashem your God, to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. I'm in Parak Yud Aleph, beginning in Pasuk Yud Gimel in Parashas Ekev. V'nasati mitar arts chambiito, I will give the rain of the land in its time, early rain and late rain. You will gather in your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will put the grass in the field for your animals. You will eat and you will be satiated. You should be very careful. We have a warning. Let our hearts stray and worship other gods. I'm skipping ahead to where I want to be for today's shiur. Towards the conclusion of this section of the Shema, we say, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes. V'limadatum osam espenechem ledaberbam. Oh, you shall teach them the mitzvos to your children to speak about them. B'shiftecha b'veisecha. You should teach your children about the mitzvos when you sit in your house, and when you go on the way, when you retire, when you lay down, when you get up, and then you should write them on the mezuzos of your house. If you transmit the Torah and mitzvos to your children, your days will be lengthened, and the days of your children upon the land that God has swore. So we have this idea here of teaching our children, of transmitting the mitzvos and the beauty of Torah to our children, so that our days will be lengthened upon the land, and the days of our children will be lengthened upon the land. For today's shiur, I quote from the very great scholar, thinker, statesman, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Levracha, in his Sefer Covenant and Conversation to the Book of Deuteronomy. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks actually begins by quoting a famous passage from the great American writer Mark Twain. Mark Twain said about the Jew, "He has made a marvelous fight in this world in all the ages. He has done it with his hands tied behind him. The Egyptian, the Babylonian, and the Persian rose. They filled the planet with sound and splendor, then faded to dream stuff and passed away. The Greek and the Roman followed. They made a vast noise and they are gone. Other peoples have sprung up and held their torch high for a time, but it burned out, and they sit in the twilight or have vanished. The Jews saw them all, beat them all, and is now what he always was, exhibiting no decadence, no infirmities of age, no weakening of his parts, no slowing of his energies, no dulling of his alert and aggressive mind. All things are mortal, but the Jew. All other forces pass, but he remains. What is the secret of his immortality?" asks Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, in answer, Twain's question is a good one. What is the secret of Jewish survival throughout the ages, under conditions that were often those of exile, dispersion, homelessness, powerlessness, and even more so persecution? Normally, nations survive if they have a land, if they have the power of self-determination. Nations inhabit a culture of their own making. They have the recipe and ingredients for continuity. For the better part of 2,000 years, Jews had none of this. And yet, no other nation has kept its identity under such grueling circumstances like the Jew. What is the answer to our immortality? The answer, says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, is set out in the Book of Devarim, in the two passages that form the first two paragraphs of the Shema, the first being in Parshas Va'aschanan, and the second being in Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, our parsha, we read, and he quotes the psukim, "Teach these things to your children. Speak of them when you sit at home and when you travel on the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Write them on the door frames of your home and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children will be many in the land." Quote, "Jews survived because they set as their highest priority handing on their heritage to the next generation. Jews place education at the very heart of their faith. Our heroes are our teachers. Our citadels are our houses of study. Our passion for learning and life of the mind is transmitted from one generation to the next by the teacher." And so it began, as the passage makes clear, in the context of the home. Vishinantam levanecha. In the context of the home, to be a parent in Judaism, says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, is to be a teacher. Education is the conversation between the generations. Again, the bastion of education, The foundation of our nation began, says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, in the context of the home, as the passage in Akiv makes clear. To be a parent in Judaism is to be a teacher. Education is the conversation between the generations. And he notes that if any change in the human condition takes longer than a generation, education becomes fundamental. And he actually italicizes that sentence. If there will be any change in the human condition that will take longer than one generation, education is fundamental. We need to hand on our memories, our values, our ideals, laws, and customs to our children. And they need to hand it on to their children. If each generation will continue the journey to a destination not yet reached. Our nation is on a glorious path to the fulfillment of Jewish destiny. How will we get from point A, when Yahushua entered the land with the Bnei Israel, to the ultimate point B, which will be the third commonwealth, when the Mashiach comes, when the third temple is rebuilt? It is the secret to our survival, is the continuity of the generations, the passing and transmission of the Mesorah, Midor Dor. This emphasis on education, says Rabbi Sacks, has given Judaism from the very beginning a future orientation that is unique. Jews have always cared about children and placed them as their highest joy. You know, he doesn't mention it in this passage, but when Paro said to Moshe, fine, you can go, who is leaving? What is the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu said? With our children and our elders we will go. First, he said, we will go with our youth and our elders, with our sons and our daughters. Then we will take the flocks. And Paro said, no. L'chuna ha'gvarim, only the men can go. And Moshe said, no, you, Paro, no to you. Either we all go, the youth, along with the elderly, or nobody goes. This is the secret to our survival. Says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, a people that places children at the apex of its agenda does not grow old. We learn to see the world through the eyes of the child, with hope, wonder, aspiration that is unsullied by cynicism and despair. He quotes the historian Josephus from the first century Common Era. And Josephus wrote, recorded for all of us to learn from what was happening, you know, almost 2,000 years ago in the first century. Said Josephus, should any one of our nation be asked about our laws, he will repeat them as readily as his own name. The result of our education in our laws from the very dawn of intelligence is that they are engraved onto our souls. Hence, to break our law is rare, and no one can evade punishment by excuse of ignorance. No one can say, I didn't know. No one can say, I wasn't taught. No one can say, I am uninformed, because the result of our education in our laws from the dawn of intelligence means that the laws are engraved upon our soul. Says Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, education is a key expression of the fundamental idea of Deuteronomy, the book of Devarim. Judaism is a covenant across the generations. And even if after Moshe's death, the Israelites crossed the Jordan without him, they were still on a journey, a spiritual journey, a physical journey. And we today, says Rabbi Sacks, are still on that journey. We are on a journey to a world at peace under the sovereignty of God, and we are not there yet. Hopefully we're close. We don't know where we fall on this great journey, on the spectrum of the journey to a world of peace under the sovereignty of God. But we do know something, and that is teaching the children will help get us there. And it will make sure that our nation remains immortal. Going back to Rabbi Sacks, that is why Moshe was so insistent that we hand on our ideals and aspirations to our children. What we have not achieved in our lifetime, our children or our grandchildren may. And so teaching our children, we entrust our future to them, as those who came before us placed their trust in us. Concludes Rabbi Sacks in this unbelievably important and moving essay. The Mesopotamians built ziggurats. The Egyptians built pyramids. The Greeks built the Parthenon. And the Romans built the Colosseum. But the Jews built schools. That is why we are still here. And that, in answer to Mark Twain's question, is the secret of our immortality. And so when we read in the Shema three times a day, in the first and the second paragraph of the Shema, the first coming from Devarim Perek Vav, the second coming from Devarim Perek Yud Aleph, Parshas Ekev, ולימדתם אוסם אס בניכם, לדבר בה, בשבתך בביסך וברכתך בדרך. The secret to our survival indeed is education, which begins in a home. Because to be a parent in Judaism means that we are all teachers. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Thank you for joining our learning. Shabbat Shalom and Kol Tov to all.